Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. Okay, today we're going to start off with the third annual Durham Blues and Brews Festival, which is May 20th at Durham Central Park. This isn't a beer fest with music or a blues fest with beer. It's a new type of event designed to be a unique experience by offering great blues music and only North Carolina craft beers. The brewers will be on site to tell you about their breweries and beers while you sample their selection. Not the shots you get at Beer Fest, but a full 12-ounce pour for you to enjoy while learning about their beers and listening to great blues bands. Proceeds from the festival benefit local Durham charities and programs, including the Exchange Family Center, a Durham-based nonprofit agency dedicated to preventing child abuse. Thanks to the support of our sponsors and ticket holders, over $50,000 has been donated to worthy Durham causes the last 2 years. This is an adults-only event. Tickets cost $50 at the gate, $45 in advance, and the ticket is only $20 for designated drivers. The Durham Blues and Brews Festival is the main fundraising effort of the Exchange Club of Greater Durham. Okay, music on the plaza at Durham's Northgate Mall is back Friday evening, 6:30 to 9. This year's music series offers a little something for everyone, with traditional blues and crowd favorites to get on your feet and dance, beach music, and more. Things kick off the series with a fun and festive Cinco de Mayo celebration on May 5th, and rounding out the free live music series with a fantastic beach music festival. Friday nights at Music on the Plaza is the perfect blend of family fun, including live music, food, dancing, and local craft beers. Bring your own lawn chairs and enjoy the music, 6:30 to 9. Please, no coolers or pets. Here's a look at the lineup for this season, May 5th, the Cinco de Mayo celebration with Los Plebes de Alancho. May 12th, Handsome Al and the Lookers with Emma Davis. May 26th, Mel Melton and the Wicked Mojos with John D. Holman. June 2nd, Beauty Operators. June 16th, The Entertainers. And then on June 30th, The Magnificence, partnering with Durham's Ronald McDonald House to kick off their Christmas in July promotion. First part of June, Mondo Roots Cultural Arts and Music Festival, June 3rd in downtown Clayton. Organizers say Mondo Roots is a diverse festival that is striking, interesting, engaging, and the root of this festival is to give the surrounding communities an all-encompassing festival celebrating different cultures and different walks of life. Simply put, Mondo Roots is a festival that is here to celebrate diversity and empower the community. This year's Block Festival will include an array of funk, jazz, blues bands, and world music. Some of the crowd fan favorite vendors are back featuring arts and crafts, and they're adding some exciting new artists and performers. The festival is free, will be held in the heart of downtown Clayton's historic district. Festival hours are noon to 8 p.m. Okay, Duke Performances. One final event here, Saturday, May 6th. It is the Blackbird and Will Odom, a.k.a. Bonnie Prince Billy. Then we switched to Duke University's Music in the Gardens for the summer. All eight of these concerts are held at the Sarah P. Duke Gardens on Wednesdays at 7. June 7th, it's Flock of Dimes. Jen Wozner emerged a decade ago as the sharp guitarist and soft singer of Baltimore duo Y Oak. In the years since, Wozner has continually challenged herself, trading the guitar for bass and electronics, and pushing her songs outside of indie pop expectations. Now a Durham resident, Wozner creates imaginative, magnetic pop as driven by guitar as it is by keyboards. That's June 7th, Music in the Gardens. June 14th, Robert Finley. At the age of 11 in Louisiana, he used his shoe-buying allowance to snag his first guitar, and it, in turn, ensnared him in a lifelong love affair. After leading an army band while stationed in Germany, he returned to the Deep South playing solo blues and wondrous soul after long days working in construction. Now legally blind, Finley's 2016 debut album, Age Doesn't Mean a Thing, Age Don't Mean a Thing, caught praise from NPR and the New York Times. June 21st, Robbie Faulks, a graduate of Durham's Carolina Friends School, but a longtime anchor of Chicago's Roots Stronghold, Faulks has worked in folk and soul, bluegrass and blues, pure pop, and sneering rock during the last quarter century. June 28th, Lomelands. Leader Kim Register runs The Pinhook, the spiritual center of Durham's music scene. A Durham native, Register's songs with Lomelands reflect a life spent loving the city but wanting more for it, proffered in a voice as gritty as the place she's long known. Other events for Duke University's Music in the Gardens, July 5th, Birds of Chicago. July 12th, Kelsey Walden. July 19th, River Wireless. And July 26th, Caleb Cottle. All right, once again, time for the Festival for the Eno. This is its 38th year. Saturday, July 1st, Tuesday, July 4th. Festival feature more than 60 bands on four stages, more than 80 arts and crafts booths, and over 20 food trucks and vendors. Each year since 1980, the Eno River Association has presented the Festival for the Eno to draw thousands of folks to the shaded banks on the Eno River to sing, dance, and make merry with great food and crafts, all while learning about natural resource conservation and raising funds for land protection in the Eno River Basin. The festival is held at West Point on the Eno, Durham City Park. Artsplosure is just a couple of weeks away, May 19th through the 21st. Artsplosure has announced a lineup for its 38th Raleigh Arts Festival. For the first time, the festival will take place entirely on Fayetteville Street, with a fully programmed music stage anchoring the northern end of the event, and Architects of Air's Luminarium installation taking over City Plaza. The festival opens at 11 on May 19th and features nearly 180 visual artists from across North Carolina and the country. Musical performances kick off at 5 p.m. on the main stage. A full lineup of events can be found at RaleighArtsFestival.com. That's Artsplosure, May 19th through the 21st. Okay, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, Friday and Saturday, May 5 and 6, it's the Pirates of Penzance, North Carolina Symphony Pop Series. Grant Llewellyn and the North Carolina Symphony are joined by actors from the UNC School of the Arts for a semi-stage production of Gilbert and Sullivan's comic masterpiece, featuring tender-hearted pirates and the brave daughter of a modern major general. This is at Maymandy Concert Hall. Friday and Saturday, May 12 and 13, it's Dixie's Tupperware Party. Dixie Longgate, the fast-talking Tupperware lady, packed up her catalogs, left her children in an Alabama trailer park, and took off-Broadway, the UK, and Australia by storm. Now join Dixie as she travels the country, throwing good old-fashioned Tupperware parties. This is Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, May 12th, Brahms Symphony number 1. Friday favorites with the North Carolina Symphony, May Mandy Concert Hall at noon. Saturday, May 13th, an afternoon of Dr. Seuss, North Carolina Young People's Concert Series. Dr. Seuss's classics, the Sneetches and Great Eggs and Ham, come alive in this mega stupendous musical production. Performances at 1 and 4, May Mandy Concert Hall. Wednesday, May 18th, Carl Denson's Tiny Universe, Fletcher Opera Theater at 8. May 18th through the 21st, Carmen, Carolina Ballet. Carolina Ballet's Carmen is so rich with the allure and bravado of this sultry tale that it led the Washington Post to pronounce that the best full evening story ballets of the past quarter century are currently being choreographed in Raleigh. Called the definitive Carmen by the Winston-Salem Journal, this ballet, with music performed live by the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle, tells the story of a woman born to be free who captures the hearts and souls of the men who love her. This is Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, May 19th and 20th, Russian Nights, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, May Mandy Concert Hall, performances at 8 o'clock both nights. Sunday, May 21st, Damian Escobar. Damian's claim to fame came early on in his teens when he, alongside his brother, appeared on America's Got Talent as Nothing But Strings, two urban kids from Jamaica, Queens, who later parted due to growing creative differences. Since relaunching his career, Escobar boasts of 200,000 downloads from his first R&B mixtape, Sensual Melodies. His performance is at Fletcher Opera Theater at 8 o'clock. May 23rd through the 28th, it's Matilda the Musical. This is at Memorial Auditorium, Broadway Series South and North Carolina Theater. Friday, May 26th, The Leap Show 2017, May Mandy Concert Hall at 7. May 31st through June 11th, Smoky Joe's Cafe, this is Theater Raleigh, at Kennedy Theater. Friday, June 2nd, Summer in the City, Vivaldi's Four Seasons, North Carolina Symphony. Enjoy one of the most recognizable pieces of music ever written, Vivaldi's Four Seasons. Beat the summer heat and join us indoors for this very special Summer in the City concert at May Mandy Concert Hall. It starts at 7:30. Wednesday, June 7th, it's the music of Prince, North Carolina Symphony, May Mandy Concert Hall at 7:30. Then Sunday, June 11th, Jermaine Dupri presents So-So Summer 17 Tour. Coming up on Sunday, June 11th, the Raleigh Ringer Spring Concert. That's at May Mandy Concert Hall at 3. Okay, the 2017 American Dance Festival is celebrating its 40th year in Durham with an extended season, June 3rd through July 29th. The festival features dance companies from Israel, Canada, and the U.S., with performances in 11 venues across three cities. An opening night gala performance is set for the Durham Performing Arts Center on June 15th. Ticket prices range from $10 to $62, with many savings options available. Tickets can be purchased starting May 2nd through the ADF website at AmericanDanceFestival.org, the DPAC Ticket Center, and the American Tobacco District. The rundown for North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road, Friday, May 5th, it's Ed Stevenson and the Paco Band at 5:30. Saturday, May 6th, Mipso with River Wireless. Not long after becoming a campus favorite at UNC Chapel Hill, Mipso began selling out shows at Cat's Cradle and appearing throughout the Triangle and beyond. Their 2015 album, Old Time Reverie, reached number one on Billboard's Bluegrass chart. Friday, May 12th, Oak City Hot Mess, Gypsy Swing at 5:30. May 14th, Blue Mountain Ensemble. Friday, May 15th, Onyx Club Boys at 5:30. Friday, May 26th, Peter Lamb and the Wolves at 5:30. Again, we're looking at a rundown for the Museum of Art. June 3, 4, and 5, Monica Bill Barnes and Company Museum Workout, part of the American Dance Festival. This blends a choreographed physical workout with a guided museum tour. Sunday, June 4th, Family Renaissance Fair, and that starts at noon. Tuesday, June 9th, Tegan and Sarah. Over eight albums in nearly two decades, Tegan and Sarah Quinn, identical twins from Calgary, Canada, have evolved from a folk duo to acclaimed indie rockers, and then to a glossier dance pop powerhouse. They were only 17 when they released their debut album. The concert starts at 8 o'clock. Tuesday, June 13th, Kaleo. Sunday, June 18th, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit with Amanda Shires. Saturday, June 24th, it is Cheryl Crow. Saturday, July 22nd, Mandolin Orange with Joe Pug. Monday, July 31st, Belle and Sebastian and Andrew Bird. Tuesday, August 1st, American Acoustic with Punch Brothers and I'm With Her. Wednesday, August 9th, Rhiannon Giddens. The North Carolina native continues to develop her extraordinary talent and career. September 8th through the 10th at the North Carolina Museum of Art, it's Paper Hand Puppet Intervention. And then Saturday, September 16th, 5th Annual The Dude Abides Party. Back Porch Music on the Lawn has returned at the American Tobacco Amphitheater. Concerts are free and held on Thursday evenings from 6 to 9. May 11th, Front Country with Demolition String Band. Front Country learned to play roots music their own way with the tools they had on hand. A mandolinist with a degree in composition and classical guitar, a guitarist trained in rock and world music, a bassist equally versed in jazz and bluegrass, a violinist with technique that could seamlessly hop between honky-tonk and electropop, a female lead singer with grit and soul that was also a multi-instrumentalist and songwriter. Once again, that's Front Country, Back Porch Music on the Lawn, May 11th. May 25th, it's Teleco with Skylar Goudaz. Firmly planted in Asheville, North Carolina's thriving roots music scene, Teleco is well-schooled in bluegrass, but with an unbridled, organic Appalachicana sound, combining some of the finest voices, songs, and instrumental prowess in western North Carolina and beyond. June 15th, Back Porch Music on the Lawn at American Tobacco Amphitheater. Jim Lauderdale with Fireside Collective. Two-time Grammy-winning singer and master songwriter Jim Lauderdale is both a songwriter's songwriter who's written, co-written many modern classics for iconic artists, as well as an intuitive sideman who enhanced the music of a bevy of esteemed musicians. June 29th, it's Alice Gerard and the Piedmont Melody Makers, along with the Onyx Club Boys. August 3rd, Rob Eakes and Trey Hensley with Acoustic Manor. August 17th, Acoustic Syndicate. August 31st, Seldom Seen with Circadia Rhythm. And then on September 14th, it's Billy Strings with Whiskey Shivers. Here's a new one, Y'all at Dick's Park, Summer Concert Series. These concerts are first for Raleigh's Dick's Park. Dates for these concerts are set for the following Saturday afternoons, June 24th, July 22nd, and August 26th. But the headliners for the events have yet to be announced. Once again, that's Y'all at Dick's Park Summer Concert Series. Okay, moving on to Raleigh Little Theater. Box office number there is 919-821-3111. May 5th through the 21st, it's A Piece of My Heart, a powerful true drama of six women who went to Vietnam, five nurses, and a country western singer. The latter is booked to entertain the troops by an unscrupulous agent. Follow each young woman's story before, during, and after her tour in the war-torn nation. It was named the most enduring play on Vietnam in the nation by the Vietnam Vets Association. May 26 and 27, Downrange, Voices from the Home Front, written by Chapel Hill playwright Mike Wiley and originally produced by Cape Fear Regional Theater. This play investigates the effect of deployment on the families who were left behind by weaving together the often overlooked stories of real North Carolina military families. May 27 and 28, Raleigh Little Theater, Grounded. This is a story of a hotshot fighter pilot who has to give up flying due to an unexpected pregnancy. She is assigned to fly drones instead and must juggle the dual realities of killing terrorists by day and going home to her family at night. June 2nd through the 18th, it's Avenue Q. July 21st through the 30th, The Tempest. All performances are wheelchair accessible, and audio description service and sign language are available for select performances as well as assisted listening. Trained service dogs are welcome. Once again, that's the rundown at Raleigh Little Theater. PNC Arena, Saturday, May 6, Cat Williams, Great America Tour. Wednesday, May 24th, it's The Chainsmokers, The Memories Do Not Open Tour. Concert starts at 7, and ticket prices range from $37 to $77 plus taxes and fees. Friday, June 2nd through Sunday, June 4th, Sesame Street Live. Tuesday, July 11th, the Total Package Tour. That's New Kids on the Block, Paula Abdul, and Boys to Men. Concert starts at 7:30. Prices range for those tickets $25.95 to $195.95 plus taxes and fees. Thursday, October 12th, it is Bruno Mars, his 24-karat Magic World Tour 2017. Thursday, November 9th, is Jim Gaffigan, the Noble Ape Tour. All right, moving on. Hamilton 2018, the Broadway hit and national phenomenon Hamilton, is headed to Durham next year. The national tour of the popular musical will be part of Durham Performing Arts Center's 2018-2019 SunTrust Broadway season. All right, and looking at that SunTrust Broadway series lineup, for now, September 12th through the 17th, it's Circus 1903. October 17th through the 22nd, The Little Mermaid. October 31st through November 5th, Love Never Dies. November 28th through December 3rd, School of Rock. January 2nd through the 7th, On Your Feet. January 30th through February 4th, Les Miserables. April 3rd through the 8th, The Color Purple. And then May 1st through the 6th, Waitress, the musical. And then somewhere in there will be Hamilton. Good Nights Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. May 4th through the 6th, it is Scott Thompson. May 10th, the Hodge Twins. May 12th and 13th, Arsenio Hall. Other upcoming shows, 18th through the 20th, Kevin Heffernan and Steve Lamb. And 25th through the 28th, Tommy Davidson. And a special reminder, all shows are 18+. Don't forget the Midtown Beach Music Series at North Hills at free concerts held Thursday nights at the Commons from 6 to 9 p.m. And a few of the upcoming dates, April 20th. Oh, that's already been held. First two were... Let's switch to May. May 4th, Sleeping Beauty. May 11th, Legacy Motown Review. May 18th, Band of Oz. May 25th, the Tams. June 1st, the Catalinas. And then June 8th, it's Steve Owens and the Summertime Band. Additional events, Midtown Bluegrass, May 7th and September 17th. Saturday, May 20th, is the 21st Annual British Cars Show. Kicking It Country is on June 3rd. Sunday Fun Day is on June 11th. And then Friday Night Tributes returns August 25th. In the little time we've got left, we'll take a look at some of the audio-described performances coming up. Saturday, May 13th, it's Chicago at DPAC. That's an 8 o'clock performance. Sunday, May 14th, A Piece of My Heart, Raleigh Little Theater at 3. Sunday, May 14th, The Neverending Story, Cary Arts Center at 3 o'clock. Thursday, May 18th, Caroline or Change, Cape Fear Regional Theater in Fayetteville. That's a 7:30 performance. Then on Saturday, May 27th, it's Matilda at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium. And the performance for that Matilda is 2 p.m. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. And be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please don't hesitate to give us a call, 919-832-5138. So long until next time.